Hello, and welcome to the Black Tie Confessions. In today's episode, we're going to discuss an eating disorder, causing an accident, and cheating in school. Dear Black Tie, I've had an eating disorder all my life. It wasn't until recently while watching my mom with my daughter that I realized she was at fault and continuing the cycle with her. I can't confront my mom, so I keep my daughter away from her when I'm not there with him. And I feel bad things have gotten this way. You have to take a look at many different sides on this issue here. First, you look at your mom's side. Why is she doing this? Most likely not doing these things to be mean. I'm not exactly sure what she's doing, the way she's talking to her, or what she's feeding her. But most likely this is something that she was raised with herself. So this is probably all she knows. She probably doesn't see it as bad. And if you never talked with her that it was affected you, then she has no idea and just continuing it. Now, let's take a look at this from the daughter's point of view. What is your daughter losing by this situation? She's losing time with her grandmother. That's simple. And you're protecting her, which is the very good part of this thing. By not talking with your mother, she's going to lose out on good time. So if your daughter doesn't have this closeness with her grandmother because you don't want to talk to your mom, that's kind of your fault there. And you're basically taking something away from her. Now you may be worried, if I talk to my mom, she may get upset, not understand, and want to be in my life. Well, if you cut her out of your granddaughter's life anyways, you're not going to have much of a situation that is worth saving anyways. People seem to have this problem of talking with family. It seems to be at a higher level than talking with anybody else, and it seems to freak everybody out, and they don't want to say it. They don't want to offend it. Now, these are the same people that usually say blood is thicker than water, but then they're still afraid to confront them and tell them things. So things carry on for generations. Talking to your mom does not end things. You can't just sit there and say, you're killing my daughter. No, obviously that's not a good way to do it. But you need to basically start sharing with your mom what happened to you. Then you share, you see how it's going to thing to affect your daughter. Now, once you do that, she still could be very upset. But if you play it right in terms of, I'm not hating you for doing this. I don't have ill will. I understand maybe this is something you don't know and don't know better, and you weren't trying to hurt us. But I want you to understand it so things can change, so we can move forwards together. But you can't just let things sit there and just perk away inside and rip until there's nothing left, because you're hurting everybody by doing this. Loving your family means accepting them and confronting them. We've all had situations and where we had to discuss things with our parents that maybe not be comfortable. And sometimes they go well. Sometimes they don't go well. But they're all are always necessary to do. So while it's honorable that you are protecting your daughter and you should keep doing so, if your mom refuses to change after you talk with her and get her to fix things, if she still refuses, then it's now her choice. You either change things or you lose access to the daughter. It's no longer your choice because you laid it out for her. She can't change what she doesn't know. You couldn't change the situation with your daughter until you know it happened. She can't change how she acts towards her grandchild until she knows what happens. So talk with her. It may not go well at first, but give it time, because family is worth it. Dear Black Tie, when I was 16 years old, I fell asleep behind the wheel and killed my best friend. I never admitted it to anybody, and since it was a deer that ran into the road while my eyes were closed, it was considered the cause of the accident. His parents still send me Christmas cards every year, and it rips me up every time, ruining my holidays. It has been 10 years. Do I ever get peace? Do you have peace otherwise? Now, let's just for a moment leave the parents out of this. Are you okay with this? Did you have therapy? I don't know who you have to talk with. when you think about your daily life outside of his parents, are you at peace with this? Do you accept that you did something wrong and you corrected it? It doesn't happen anymore. Or does it still eat you alive? Now, if you still bothers you, then it's more than what the parents are doing. They're just reminding you what you're guilty of. So either they stop doing this or don't stop in it, that's not going to give you any peace. Now, if you have made peace with it, then you have to get to this point of, do I want to talk with them about this? Now, has the family, the parents of your friend, found peace with this? Because even though it is a loss of a child, they eventually can accept it and move on. Yeah, they'll have sad times and whatnot, but you're at peace with it. So if they are at peace with it, would talking to them help? Or will it open up new wounds and then cause them to distrust people? That's a possibility. Are they now actually believing what happened and still think something is wrong? It doesn't sound like it because they send you a card. I don't think they're sending it to torment you every year. I'm guessing you've known them for quite a while before those 10 years and before the accident happened. Otherwise, they wouldn't care enough to send a letter. So they care about you. Now, do they have the right to know what happened to the child? Yes. Does opening these wounds help anybody? It's hard to tell because we don't know the situation of family. You probably may or may not know. So would this open wounds and hurt everybody? Would this bring peace to anybody? These are things you're going to have to think about. Now, if you do choose to talk with them, be prepared for the consequences because you never did do time by the sound of it. And confession this will lead to jail time and whatnot. And that's something you have to be prepared for. If you don't talk to them about this, is it going to keep bothering you that they send you a letter? And if that's the case, there's one simple solution. Don't open the letter. You cannot blame them for sending this to you. And if you truly are at peace with it, it probably wouldn't bother you so much. Dear Black Tie, I'm in college and I cheat on tests. And I don't really feel guilty about it. I'm sure we all know the cliche of, if you cheat on tests, you only cheat yourself. Which is true. A lot of people these days find the competition in this world so intense that cheating is a necessity. Most businesses won't look at you without a college degree. So even if you don't want to be there, you feel that you have to. So no matter how good you may be in certain situations, portfolio, you may not even get in the door without a college degree. So what do you do in that situation if you're in the university or college, you don't want to be there, you're only doing this to make sure you can succeed, and if you're not into it, you're not going to do well, you're going to cheat. It's not good. Now, I really, really hope you're not in the medical field, because if you're cheating on those tests, that's going to lead to some serious disaster down the road. Somebody's going to die. So if you're in the medical field, stop it. Now, there are some fields where the effect of cheating will lead to poor performance but won't hurt anybody. It probably will end up getting you fired down the line. So you're going to be struggling later on because you didn't do what you needed to do. Now, is cheating bad? If you can pull it off and do it and not get in trouble, yes, it's bad and it is selfish. But you have to understand, we're living in this world where corporations don't care about people. They don't care about the customers. They don't care about the employees. And they'll cheat them out of every dime they can. Is it wrong for the employees to cheat to get there? Yes. But it's understandable because if the government and can cheat and if the corporations can cheat, then why can't I cheat? That's an understandable mindset. But if you're in a situation where you're feeling like you have to cheat to succeed, maybe you're in the wrong field. it has gotten to the point where people can find their direction and go different ways. How many times have you heard the story was, well, I was a banker and now I'm a chef? You don't have to go down that path of let's just do it to do it if it's not you. You see so many people with college degrees and they're working at Starbucks. Not that there's anything wrong with working at Starbucks, but I know you didn't go to 4 years of college or 8 years of university just to do it. The best thing to do is figure out what you want to do and what you love. When you figure that out, you're not going to want to cheat and you're not going to need to cheat, because if it's your passion, you want to do it right. So find your passion and you don't have to cheat. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Black Tie Confessions. If you enjoyed what you listened to, please subscribe. And if you would like to participate, go visit me on Instagram or TikTok at Black Tie Confessions. Send me a message and you might be on the next podcast. Thank you and take care.